It is the review show. I'm Dan Morgan. I've got Neil Atkinson. I've got Paul Cope. I've got Sean Rogers. After Manchester United 1, Liverpool 1. And Neil, I suppose the most obvious question I'll come to you with first is, does he pick the right team?
In hindsight, no. I know why he's gone with what he's gone with. I don't have an argument with it, in a sense that I think he was going to wait until it doesn't work. I think we've seen that. He's clearly going to wait until it doesn't work before he thinks about changing it. He doesn't want to change it. Try something else and have that not work, and then it feels like it's two errors in one, even if it's just the way in which a game goes out. But in hindsight, and I think you get to almost see it from his subs in a way, I think the speed with which he changes the shape at half time suggests to me there was already, but let's be honest about this, you know, the manager's been around the block long enough and he's got a good enough staff around him that they know there isn't an answer. There's not a perfect answer, but I suspect without Salah they'll have had a lot of conversations saying we could do this, we could do this, and I think it might be the week where we could do this, we could do this has come closer than it has done in any of the previous weeks about to change of shape. And then the game's gone the way it's gone, and the speed at half time with which it is a profound change of shape, to be honest with you, and it really doesn't help Henderson, but then Henderson didn't deserve much help throwing him right the way out to wide right, suggests to me that they've been pretty close to playing 4-2-3-1 and then decided not to in Salah's absence, so that those conversations have been had. The side might even have done some work in the shape, and then they've decided, no, we'll go with what we go with, and we'll play Divock left and we'll go from there. So do I think he picked the right side? No. Do I understand it? Yep. You know, and there's a lot of Liverpool's performance that really irritated me. Really, really got me goat in different ways. Loads of little minutes that get me goat. For instance, when Matip put the ball out, I'd have ripped his contract up right there and then, if I had the ability to do so. So there's loads of little things that get me goat through the game. But also, it's worth remembering, these are the lads, this is the shape. They won 17 consecutive league games and they won the European Cup.